Mashgiach, Achai v'Re'ai. I want to begin with the Ha'ara, in Halacha. It's on. To begin with the Ha'ara in Halacha, and then at the end, to try to, on our level, to try a little bit to take from this Ha'ara, to take some Musa, some Avoida, by way of Hachana, for the Yom HaDin Rabbah for Rosh Hashanah. It's an interesting Halacha, that's found in the Rama and Tavkuf Pei Aleph at the beginning. The Rama writes, "V'yesh mekaymis noigin shah mispal aslichis mispal al kol hayoyim." There are those who have the minig that the one who is davening slichis for the Amud, the Bala slichis, that the one who is davening slichis for the Amud should be the Bal Tefillah kol hayoyim, should daven for the Amud all the tefillahs of the day. The reason is brought down in the Levush and the Magen Avraham. That the one who begins the mitzvah, it's a klal in halacha, that the one who begins the mitzvah, we tell the person, complete the mitzvah that you started. So the Binyan Shlem in Simon Lamed Zayin asks regarding this interesting minhag. He says, the rest of the year, we don't have such an inyan, that we say that the person who daven shachris, that the bal shachris, the person who daven for the omid shachris, that same person should daven also mincha and marv. Because it's very obvious that each tefillah is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, right? Shachris, mincha, marv, each davening, each tefillah is a separate mitzvah. So the Binyan Shlomo asks, so what is it about slichas? That we have this strange minig that there's this mitzvah achas for the entire day, and we say a maschil mitzvah that the person who davens slichas davens also shachris mincha marv. And not only that, the Magen Avraham paskins that this is a din gomer, and that the person who's the bal slichas is doiche when it comes to the kedima, when it comes to who goes up to the omid. All the other chiyuvim of a person who's an ovel, or somebody who has yartzai, the person who davens slichas in the morning comes before anybody else when it comes to shachris mincha marv, to daven for the omer. The Shaar Tzion brings down, Chofetz Chaim brings in Shaar Tzion, that according to the Magen Avraham, it seems that even marav before slichas, was even marav the night before slichas, even Meir before Slichas, the Baal Slichas davens for the Omer. It's Bechlal's appel. He didn't start saying Slichas yet. So what does it mean? Hamaschil b'mitzvah, oimim loy gemar. He didn't even say Slichas yet. He's not a maschil b'mitzvah. So it seems that the way to understand this, or a way to look at this. So all of you know what the Torah says over there in Tavkuf Pei Aleph. The aside of the entire chiyuv to say slichas during the Yemei HaRatzon, again I'm not going into the Minig Svart and Minig Ashkenaz, but the aside of this chiyuv of slichas during Yemei HaRatzon is because Moshe Rabbeinu went up for those 40 days before Yom Kippur. And therefore the Torah writes, Hein Yirei Ratzon, V'noyegim L'harbis B'hem Tachanunim. That the entire period of those 40 days, those are days that are called Yimei Ratzon, and therefore, Noyegim L'harbis B'hem Tachanunim. So therefore there are a lot of Tachanunim that are said during that 40-day period. And this, of course, would translate into the slichas that we say, the different kehilas, each kehila with their different slichas. So according to this, this period of time has been redefined as Yimei Ratzon v'Tachanunim, as a period of Tachanunim. Now you know, the Gemara says in Brachos, Ha'oise tvilosa keva, ein tvilosa tachanuna. We see that there are two types of tefillah. There's tefillah that's called tvilas keva, and there's tefillah that's called tachanuna. Pekyavis, al tas tvilosa keva, el rachamim v'tachanuna. There is that ritual of tefillah, or the set tefillah, that is said more in a way. Obviously, we should invest whatever we can in the tefillahs, in all of our tefillahs, but it's a tefillahs keva, as opposed to other tefillahs that are called tachanunim. So now we could say, perhaps, that during the Yimei HaTachanunim, which the Torah tells us these are days of Rotzen, Yimei Rotzen, then in addition to the slichas that were added, in addition to the tachanunim that we say, perhaps the tefilos hakvuos, even the set tefilos of every day, shachas mincha maariv, that the Chacham Hadaris wanted to take the tefilos that are normally tefilos kavuos, and they wanted to be meshatef, to be metzarif, to be mechaber, the daily tefillahs of this period of time, to the seder vibui tachanunim during the yemei rotzen v'tachanunim. In other words, very simply put, throughout the entire year, there's a seder kavua of three tefillahs. The tefillahs either because the ovis tiknum, either because of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, the others, or Keneged the Tmidim, the Karbanos. And those are the Tvilois Keva that we have. During the Yemei HaRotzen, these Tvilos Keva of Shachas Mincha Maariv are Mitztarev to the Ribui Tachanunim, and they become connected to the Seder of Slichas, of saying Slichas, so that every single tefillah that we daven during this time of the year, even a regular Shachris and Mincha Maariv, that every single tefillah is a Chefza of Tachanunim, of Divrei Tachanunim, and every single tefillah that we daven, every Shachris Mincha Maariv throughout this entire period of time, from Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, every single tefillah is part of that binyan. It's part of constructing, of building that remarkable binyan of Rotzen and Tachanunim, a miksha achas of Yimei Rotzen and Tachanunim till we arrive at Yom Kippur. That means that every Shachris Mincha Maariv of these days, of the days of Slichas, of the days of Rotzen and Tachnunim, every single tefillah has two kiyumim. Aleph, there's a kiyum mitzvah tefillah, tefillas keva. That's miyasayid ha'avis, or because of the karbonis. That's one kiyum in every Shachris Mincha Maariv during this time. And Beis, there's a kiyum in the chiyuv of tachanunim, of this particular period of time. And regarding this kiyum of tachanunim, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv are mitztarev to the ribui tachanunim of the Yimei HaRotzen, the Slichas, and the other tachanunim that Kehilas say during this time of the year. Even though normally, throughout the entire year, Shachris is l'chud, is by itself, a separate kiyum, and Mincha is a separate kiyum, and Maariv is a separate kiyum, and each tefillah has a shem tefillah b'fnei atzma. But it could be that because this entire period of time is defined as altogether Yimei Rotzen v'tachanunim, where there's an outpouring of the heart in an unusual way of beseeching the Borei Olam, which is not in the way of tefillas keva, Altas tefillas keva, tefillas ha tefillas keva, but rather tachanunim, So it could be that even a regular Shachas Mincha Marv during this time of the year is a Cheftza of Tachanunim, is part of that Avoida of building that Miksha Achas to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu V'chein Avoy El HaMelech by Yom Kippur. So now we can understand that once we're talking about a strange mitzvah arichta, like a long mitzvah, that the slichas together with the regular tefillas, slichas together with the regular tefillas create this extraordinary period of an outpouring of davening, yimei ribui tefillos and tachanunim, we can understand the yisoid of a maschil b'mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Hamaschil b'mitzvah. The mitzvah is mitzvah tachanunim. This is something that we don't have the rest of the year. The rest of the year, every tefillah, as I said, is a kiyum b'fnei atzmai. So this already answers the question of the Binyan Shlomo. The Binyan Shlomo asked, how come we don't say on a regular Tuesday in Teves? Why don't we say that the guy that daven Shachris, Hamaschil mitzvah, he should already daven Mincha and Marv? Because each tefillah is a shame b'fnei atzmai. Because that's talking about tefillah's keva. And each has a zman kavua, and each is a separate chetza shel tefillah. This is a Shachris, this is a Mincha, this is a Marv. But during these 40 days, even the Marv before Slichas, like the Shartzin, points out that could be the Pshat, the Magen Avraham, even the Marv before Slichas, when that person with the Baal Tefillah gets up to Daven Marv, he should be the Baal Slichas. Why should that guy be the Baal Slichas? The Mitzvah Lechari didn't even start yet. He didn't say Slichas yet. It's Marv before Slichas. But the Teretz says that that day of Tachanunim begins with Marv. And therefore, Hamaschil b'mitzvah, the one who begins the outpouring, the Shifchi Kemaim Libech, of day number 20 of the 40 days of Tachanunim, that person who begins the Tefillah, who begins Marv, he's called Hamaschil b'mitzvah. That tefillah is mitztarif to this binyan, to this wondrous construction of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that we can come to him with by Yom Kippur. That's the ha'ara in halacha. But now let's try to understand a little bit in pnimiyos. Obederach Musa. The whole sugi of tshuva. And the avoider of this time of the year. There's a avart that I saw from Reb David Pavarsky, Zechron Levracha, the great Rosh Hashiv from Panovich. He talks about the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, "Afilu reikonim shebehem mleim mitzvahs kareem." Afilu reikonim shebehem, even Jews who are empty. Afilu reikonim shebehem mleim mitzvahs kareem. Are filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate, which is one of the remazim of the simonim of the simon of having a riman on the table. But I feel a reikonim shebehem, even a Jew who's empty, is mole mitzvahs kareem. So if David Pavarsky is, if this guy is mole mitzvahs, if this guy is filled with mitzvahs, then why is he called reik? What does that mean that he's empty? The sentence itself is paradoxical. It's strange. Afilu reikonim shebehem mileyim mitzvahs kareem. Even those who are empty are filled with mitzvahs, mileyim mitzvahs kareem. If they're mileyim mitzvahs, then they're not empty. So listen to what Rav David Pavarsky says. It's a very sharp word. He says the following. He says, you have a Yid, you have a Jew, that's mamish filled with mitzvahs. From the beginning of the day, from the time his Moida'ani and his Negelvasa, brachas, davening, learning, filled with mitzvahs, Torah, tefillah, includes in his day many, many acts of kindness, gemilas chasodim. V'chol zayis, Reb David says, this person can still be categorized as reik, as empty. Why? How could that be? So David says that when you look at a remind, when you open up a remind, which some children try to count the 613 proverbial seeds of the remind, when you open up the remind, so David said, you see that each of the seeds, each and every one is standing bifnei atzmai. It's separate from the other. Each is a separate little seed. Unlike the tapuach, unlike the apple, which is a mikshachas, the core of the apple, it's the apple with the seed, it's a mikshachas. It's one chefs of the apple, the seed, the apple. But by the rimon, by the pomegranate, every rimon, every garin, every seed is on its own, it's separate. So he says, you have the same thing with the yid. You have a Jew that sits in Beis Medrash all day long for years and years and years. And he learns this mission, he learns that Gemara, he learns the Ketzais, and he learns the Nesivas. And he's going through day after day, night after night learning. And the person's Mekayim over the course of the years, thousands and thousands of mitzvahs. But every single Torah that he learns, and every single mitzvah that he does, is like a seed, a little seed that stands by itself. There is nothing that's mechaber umetzareif. These maaseh ha-mitzvahs, or these hours of learning, there's nothing that's mechaber umetzareif them into a miksha achas, into one mitzias of an oyved Hashem, into a miksha achas. And therefore, after years and years of a person learning, and davening and keeping mitzvahs, like many good Jews spend their lives doing, we see very, very often Hashem Yirachem, and we can see this unfortunately in ourselves as well, that with all of the thousands and thousands of mitzvahs and chasodim and tefillahs and hours of learning, the person was never zoche for the nekuda hapnimis to take all of those seeds and to bind them together, to fuse them together, and make them into a miksha achas, into a binyan echad. But rather, they're dangling as separate chefzes, a shachas, a minchamar, a sukkah, a lulav, a shayfa. All wonderful things. And enikash baruch makapech sakal bey, Hashem's baruch certainly rewards a person in the world to come for everything he did that's good, and every word of davening and learning. V'cholzas, Reb Dovid Pivarsky said, there's such a frightening mitzvah in the world that's called Mileyim Afilu Reikonim Shabbam Mileyim Mitzvahs Karima. You could be a Jew who's filled with Yiddishkeit, who's filled with mitzvahs, but you're empty like a Rima. Because there's nothing that's Mekasha, that's Mechaba, that's Metzarev, all of the separate good things of your life. There's nothing that binds them together with one objective, with one goal, with one purpose that's burning inside of you. But rather everything stands as a separate piece of Avodah. And therefore you're filled with mitzvahs, but you're an empty person. That's what Reb Dovid Pivarsky said. What's the nekuda ha-mechaberes ha-ma'achedes? So in halacha I spoke about these days, the tachanunim, days of crying out, of begging, of beseeching. Days of his karvus, of Dirsha Hashem behimotza, kru'u be'yose karv. That rotzen to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarev, is mechaber, all of these days into a chefz of tachanun, into a mitzias of one big building of tachanunim that we offer up to Hashem Baruch on Yom Kippur. What is the nekuda ha-ma'achedus? What is that nekuda that binds together our lives? As B'nai Torah. as Jews. There's really one word, and I think everybody knows what that is, and the one word is Hamelech. And when we were taught that Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shammai, Kol Ma'asecha L'Shem Shammai, it means the Bereshit wants us to ask ourselves, especially now, Kol Ma'asecha, all of the things that I do in my life, which includes even the things like eating and sleeping and so on. But let's leave all of that aside for a moment. And Kol Ma'asecha, even our learning and our davening, our mitzvahs. If a person's Kol Ma'asecha is missing the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's missing Hamelech, that means that there are thousands and thousands of ma'aser. I feel the reikonim shebehem mleim mitzvahs kirim, which explains in a very, very profound way why is it that so many of us who are learning and davening and keeping mitzvahs feel so terribly empty after so many years? Feel so empty. We have under our belts many, many blad gemara, hopefully, and we have many mitzvahs, thousands of tefillahs, just coming out of the Yom Neroin. The machzor is so fat, with the English it's like mamash huge. And we say all of these things, you know, how you, when you come first to Kol Nidre, to Tefillah Zaka, and you look at the machzor, you think, I can't believe I'm going to go through this whole book, you know. It's a good thing they have all the extra, you feel good, they put all the extra stuff that the German Jews said on the bottom, because you could skip some pages, you feel good about that, right? When they say, it says over this, like when you have to skip like 40 pages, oh, machai. You imagine it's almost mincha. We say so many tefillahs. We have so many anhagos of kedusha, kaparos, tashlich, kaparos, and all the anhagos of kedusha, and all the chumras, and all the avoda bechlal, not just this time of the year. Mamish mileyim mitzvahs. We're Jews that are shomer Torah mitzvahs. We're mileyim mitzvahs. Even simple Jews who don't have the schus to sit and learn all day, like yourselves, they're good people, and they're Malayim mitzvahs. All kinds of chsodim, all kinds of Shabbos, and yontiv, and brachas, tefillin, tzitzis. Amchi Yisrael. But if a person, or David Pervasky is telling us that if a person lives a life that is filled with Torah mitzvahs, but it's bereft of the one who gave us Torah mitzvahs. The nice not like the Maral explains, Rabbi, I'm not going to right now, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. If it's missing the nice not Torah, if it's missing HaMelech, then it's Kol Ma'asecha, but it's missing the L'Shem Shammai. It's missing B'chol Drechecha De'eyu. All we're davening for, all we're going to daven for this time of the year is Kasveinu B'Sefer Chaim, Zachrein L'Chaim, Kasveinu B'Sefer Chaim. Why do we do all of these things? It's L'man Chil L'Kim Chaim. The Chazanish wrote in a letter, Iker HaKol, the Chazanish, Lizkar L'Fnei Mi Ata Amel. Iker HaKol is to remember, Lizkar L'Fnei Mi Ata Amel. Before whom you're doing, for whose sake are you doing all of this stuff? Like, why are we doing all of this? What's the tachlis of all of this? When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kasveinu B'Sefer HaChaim, L'man Chilukim Chaim, it means the Sefer HaChaim, there's a book, it's called, each person, the Mezitcha Magna, the Tzadikim say, Chayis Mi'ad Kol Odom, was the person himself, is the safe, is the book. And when every single mitzvah of a person's life is L'man Chilukim Chaim, when my davening is L'man Chilukim Chaim, when my raising a child is L'man Chilukim Chaim, when the way that I talk to my wife is L'man Chilukim Chaim, the way that I eat is L'man Chilukim Chaim, then every single moment of my life is mitzarev. It's not separate little seeds inside the pomegranate. It's not a shachas mincha ma'ariv. Everything is mitzarev. It's mischaber. Everything joins together, fused to a miksha achas that's called, the Baruch Shem says, this is an Eved Hashem. This is an Eved Hashem. I want to just end by reminding you of something that I'm sure many of you are familiar with from the Pius Etzner, from the Chavos HaTalmidim, Schusa Yelainu, Hashem Yikom Domai. It's a very famous sentence. It's in Sa'a Vezir of Yutes. I'm only going to share with you a tiny little piece just to chaz with you. A hergish of a tzaddik. In Yutes and Sa'a Vezir, the Piyasetzin is talking about his turning 40 years old. He's becoming 40. Unfortunately, he wasn't going to live much longer after that. And he speaks about how he's terrified, filled with terror and fear. And it goes on, it's Kedai, look inside. And at the end he says the following. So what should I accept upon myself on my 40th birthday? To learn more? It's pretty good. He says, to learn more, it seems to me I don't waste any time from it. I can't think of more time to learn. To pull myself away from taivis, unless my yitzhar is tricking me, I'm not meshubet to taivis. Also pretty good, no? I'm not meshubet to taivis. So to learn more, I learn every minute. Taivis, they don't speak to me. So what's missing in my life? You remember the three words afterwards? Who knows the three words afterwards? Anybody know the three words? This is when I fell in love with the piece. This piece. The three words are Machosili, he says, Poshut what? Leos Yehudi. Poshut to be a Yid. Chosili. Doimani Be'enai, I appear in my own eyes. Kitsuras odemitsuyeras, like a beautiful portrait, a painting of a person. Shakolba, mole mitzvahs, mole Torah, kedusha, all the good things. Shakolba, hagivonim hatsura, the color, the form of the painting. Rak achas chaseir, but there's one thing that's missing. Hanishoma chaseir, the soul is missing. A painting is dead. Rabbi Shalom, he ends and says, so you for Mabit Kolnelim, you who see all that's hidden. Lefaneches vadim, lefaneches chan. I confess to you, and I beg you. Mushloch umurchok animimcha. I am cast away from your presence and far from you. Mikol hechalacha harchekimod. I'm far from your holy place. Poshet roitza anime atulis gaya. Poshet, I want to convert. Viliyos me'ata Yehudi. And from now on, I want to be a Jew. Rebbein Shalom Hoshieni, Rebbein Shalom, save me. Shalei avala as sheirish noisai, that I shouldn't spend the rest of my years ben chamuri asoin of a kalbi by the filth of my dung of the donkey and the dogs. Karev oisei lecha, bring me close to you. Vachni seini hechel lifni me hechel, and bring me a hechel lifni me hechel. Kshor oisei lecha, bind me to you la oilo veed mitar hachava, bind me to you forever and ever mitar hachava. Hashem is Baruch should help each and every one of us. That we should remember why we're doing all of this. That we should be able to remember HaMelech. That we should come to Rosh Hashanah with that Vakasha of Laman Chilakim Chaim. Because if we forget HaMelech, if we forget that one word, and if we forget that that book is the book that you and I are writing with our own lives, and whether or not the words form sentences, and the sentences form paragraphs, and the paragraphs form chapters, and the chapters create a book that can be presented to Rabbi Shalom at 120, depends on this tzirf, on this chibur, of everything that we're doing into that miksha achas. And that tzirf, that chibur, can only take place when a Jew lives a life of kol ma'asecha l'shem shemayim. B'chol drechecha de'eyu. And to give each and every one of you, myself, a brach, we should be zeicha, to be nechta v'nechta m'sifrim shel tzadikim. The Iker should be Shnas Gula, should be a year of Gula. Yeshua's Nechal Meslam Lekha Yisrael Amei.